Canberra. Australia will formally recognize the state of Palestine at next month's United Nations General Assembly, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced on Monday. The major move is aimed at reviving momentum for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Albanese said the decision followed clear commitments from the Palestinian Authority, PA, to establish a demilitarized state, hold democratic elections, and maintain recognition of Israel's right to exist. He stressed that Hamas would have no role in any future Palestinian government. A two-state solution is humanity's best hope to break the cycle of violence in the Middle East and to bring an end to the conflict, suffering, and starvation in Gaza, Albanese told reporters. Israel sharply criticized the announcement, warning that recognition of Palestinian statehood undermines efforts to combat terrorism. Recognizing a Palestinian state rewards terrorism, an Israeli government statement said, referring to the Hamas-led attack of 7 October 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 taken hostage. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking at a weekend press conference, called the decision disappointing and shameful. "They know what they would do if, right next to Melbourne or right next to Sydney, you had this horrific attack. I think you would do at least what we're doing," he said. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza said that 5 more people had died from starvation and malnutrition since Saturday, bringing the total to 217 such deaths since the war began. It reported more than 61,000 overall fatalities from Israeli military operations since late 2023. Israel launched its offensive in response to the 7th of October attack, but its conduct has drawn mounting criticism, including recent condemnation by UN ambassadors over plans to take control of Gaza City. Albanese said the decision followed discussions over the past fortnight with leaders of the UK, France, New Zealand, and Japan. He described the moment as a rare diplomatic opening. The Palestinian Authority welcomed Canberra recognition, calling it evidence of growing support for the Palestinian people's right to self-determination. The United States has ruled out similar recognition, with Vice President J.D. Vance saying Washington sees no functional Palestinian government capable of statehood and warning that recognition would reward Hamas. The state of Palestine is recognized by 147 of the UN's 193 member states. At the UN, it holds permanent observer state status, which allows participation in debates but no voting rights. Spain, Ireland, and Norway extended formal recognition last year in the hope of spurring renewed peace negotiations.